Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com. It is Wednesday, November 3rd, 2010, and this is Audio Boo number 25. Well, it is the day after the elections, and I just wanted to give a few comments on the election because it was sort of a Republican tsunami in that, I don't know, how many seats did they win? 63? And I am a fiscal conservative, so I'm glad to see that, although I don't know how much they're going to do other than to be able to create some gridlock in Washington. And to me, gridlock's a good idea because we don't see any swing to the left. We don't see any swing to the right. It's just people basically battling each other more than anything. And sometimes if the government does less, they kind of get out of the way. And that's, in my opinion, that's good for all of us. It was kind of seen that the Tea Party had a major influence this year, and they did, both positive and negative. I think we saw, you know, the positive outcomes in that it energized the Republican base. And we haven't seen that for a while. You know, 1994 was huge, and somewhat for 2000 for George Bush. But since then, you know, the Republicans have kind of been quiet. So I think the Tea Party energized them. On the other hand, I think they put some candidates out there who lost who were a little bit on the crazy side. And it's good to see that, you know, folks rejected that. We do want quality. We do want quality people in there. We don't want people in there just because they registered or they're going along on the bandwagon ride for a certain belief or cause. We want quality people in there. So I think, well, we're going forward with that. You know, with the Tea Party winning now, and the Republicans winning, you know, the Republicans, I think John Bonner's going in there with his supposed mandate, but he's not going to be able to do much either other than oppose Obama, and Obama will oppose him. And we may see some moves on the Bush tax cuts, and maybe we'll extend those, and I think that would be a good idea. On the other hand, I see that President Obama wants some compromise, and I'll go into that later. There was a Time cover right after the Obama election and win in 2008, that basically said it's over for the Republican Party. And that to me, you know, following the stock market, looking at contrarian things, that is a huge contrarian indicator. Whenever you see anything on Time that says something is this way or something is that way, usually, many times, that is a contrarian indicator. It's actually maybe the cusp or the inflection point. Things are about to turn when you see that. I mean, sentiment is so one-sided that it cannot continually go on. And having been through many election cycles now, I could tell you that I've seen the swings from, you know, from Ronald Reagan to Bill Clinton to George Bush and Barack Obama and, you know, Newt Gingrich in the Congress in 94 and now, you know, John Boehner in the Congress coming in 2011. So I've seen it go back and forth. So I think the Republicans would best be served to not get too cocky, to really attend to the people's business. I think this election, you know, a lot of it was about President Obama, and I don't think there was racial overtones. I know a lot of people do because they assume everybody in the Republican Party is a white person. But we did see some Hispanics win, some black wins, some Indian wins. We've seen, you know, quite a bit of diversity, more so in the Republican Party than in the past. And I think that's true of America in general. You know, here in California, we've seen big demographic shifts you know, with the influx of a Hispanic population. Of course, this is a very blue state. But, you know, not every member of every ethnicity is one party or the other. There are going to be some of each. So it's good to see the influx of, you know, multicultural perspective. And you can see that they're both conservative and liberal values among all the peoples of the earth. So I think, you know, the Republicans, they shouldn't get too cocky here. They should really, you know, I think they're probably going to be focusing on Obama in the Senate for 2012. I don't know how much legislation we'll actually see between now and the next election. I expect the campaign season for the next election to gear up rapidly as we try to figure out who's going to represent the Republicans in the 2012 race. Just a few other things. George Bush is releasing his, I don't know if it's a memoir, it's a book, I don't know, I'm going to have to probably read it, but he said that his lowest point of his presidency was when Kanye West said that he was racist. Bush said that it's one thing to say, I don't appreciate the way he's handled his business, but it's another thing to say, that man's a racist. So, I don't know, I kind of believe him. I think he's sincere in that. I think it probably it's a tough job being president, and it probably hurts when the comments are personal, not just superficial political stuff, but something to where they're really going after your heart and soul with accusations that you know, maybe cuts a little to the core. More on Bush. This is from CNN Money, and Obama seeks compromise on the Bush tax cuts, and. Bush said, how the negotiation works itself out, I think it's too early to say. But you know, this is going to be one of my top priorities, Obama said during a press conference on Wednesday. So far, you know, President wants to keep the taxes higher for those with 250, married couples 250K or up, and single for 200K and up. And right now, the Bush tax cuts are expected to retire at the end of the year. But I do think that he will be pushed now. Obama will be pushed by the Republican Congress and the Senate. It has to get by the Senate, too, to make tax cuts permanent. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. Ben Bernanke said today that they are going to they're going to buy $600 billion of treasuries through June in a second round of unconventional monetary stimulus. This is from Bloomberg. He says, this approach eased financial conditions in the past, and so far looks to be effective again. Stock prices rose and long-term interest rates fell when investors began to anticipate this additional action, Bernanke said. Easier financial conditions will promote economic growth. We shall see. I think it's good. I think it's don't fight the Fed. I'm still 100% invested. I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm just going to let it go until I see some more signs of topping, which would be, I don't know, some down days, I guess. I guess I'm still riding it, so. Randy Moss. Unfortunately, in my fantasy football team, I do own Randy Moss, and it's been a little bit of a, I want to say up and down, but mostly down this year, as he hasn't really done much, and he's shifting team. He's on waivers. He's this, he's that. And he's not really contributing a lot, but right now, he's going to the Tennessee Titans. And, you know, Kenny Britt's been having a great fantasy year, and it's probably going to impact him. But I guess, let me see. Kenny Britt has a hamstring injury, so. Anyways, you know, I don't think Randy Moss is still going to get very many targets. He'll probably have some big games. But this article that I'm reading here on Fantasy Joe, let's see, this is from the USA Today. It said that this is really going to benefit Chris Johnson because, of course, it's going to open it up, right? Could be. I think Tennessee, you know, with Kenny Britt has opened it up a little bit, but I don't know. I just don't see Randy Moss doing much more. I think he's near the end of his peak, or maybe his peak was a while ago. Anyways, cheers. Hope you have a great day. And the music in the background is from MusicAlley.com's Pod Save Music, and this is Milkmen, Like a Drug. See ya.
Saying why I keep coming round for nothing. Saying why I keep coming round for nothing. Please ease up, pain, it's hurting. Please ease up, pain, it's hurting. I ain't gonna come around no more. Smell too much like a drug.